कामम आश्रित दुष्पूरम दम्भ मान मदार्निका मोहा गृहीत्या असद ग्राहन प्रवर्तन्ते अशुचि वृदा। सो द डिमांड्स वी हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड हु आर डिमांड्स एंड हु आर डिवाइन और demigods. Demigods means those who are devotee of the Lord. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavid Deva. Vishnu Bhakta, the heart that is in Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotee. The Godhead is called Deva. And his devotees are called Daiva. So, we are discussing about the characteristics of the demons. So, they have lost their intelligence. Etang vishvim avastabhya nastasam. Alpa buddha. Nastasam. Atmana means spirit, soul. So, they have lost the sense of spirit soul. They do not know that I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, they do not know this. Therefore, they are called Nastra Atma. They have lost their spiritual sense. Why? Alpa Buddha. Not very intelligent. We have discussed very elaborately. Anyone who has got intelligence, he can understand that I am not this body. Within this body, there is a living force. And without that living force, the body is useless. Lump of matter, that's all. So long the spirit soul is there, I am Mr. Satan Saj, I am Mr. This, I am Mr. That. This child. But as soon as the spirit soul is away, that Mr. lying on the floor, if somebody kicks on his face, he does not protest. Mr. finished. But the fool still takes care of that bodily Mr., not the soul Mr. Without the soul, it is nothing but a lump of matter. Just like in your country I've seen the machine. In the beginning when I came to your country, I saw some typewriter machine is thrown in the garbage. Of course in India they do not throw, they repair it. But here the repairing cost is very, very high, you have to throw it. So the machine, which is costly, but as it does not work, you throw it. There is no value. Similarly, this is also machine. This body is also machine. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jantra Rurani Maya. It is a machine given by Maya, the material energy. Asat. It's like the aeroplane is also a machine. It has no life. But the life is the pilot. So long the pilot is there, the machine is useful. If there is no pilot, it may stand in the airport for millions of years, it is not flying. Very practical. Still, they are very much proud of this body. Why? Alva buddhaya it is. Listen. So, why he has become less intelligent, that is described in this verse. Kamam ātritya. His basic principle of life is lusty desire. Ātritya. He has taken shelter of principally the lusty desire. Kamam ātritya. Our constitutional position is we have to take shelter of somebody. Just like the dog. The dog, if he has no shelter, a good master, he has no position. Street dog. They say street dog. He has no food, he has no shelter. He is lean and thin and do not know where to go in this way. So, the constitution position of the dog is that it must have a good master. Then he has. Then he has. Otherwise, it is not. Is it not? Otherwise, the street dog sometimes it is killed by the municipality. Similarly, our position is dog. We must understand it. We cannot live independently. It is not possible. Every living being. Therefore, the basic injunction is nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eko jo bahunam budhasi kama. God and the living entities, they both of them are living entities, being. What is the difference between God and living entities? The living entities are maintained by God, and God is the maintainer. That is the question. Because Bahunam is Dhati Kama, we cannot maintain ourselves. God maintains. Therefore, according to the Christian principle, they go to the child to beg bread from God. Actually, that is the fact. That is the fact. We are not independent. We are dependent on God in so many things. God has engaged the servant, the Son God. He is also doing what he is working under the order of the Supreme Lord. Jastarvayam bhamadisam vritapala chakro. In the Vedic literature, you get information of the Sun God or the Sun planet. Jachakshirisa savita sataragrahana. The Sun God or the Sun planet is the eye of all other planets. Because unless there is sunshine, you may be very proud of your teeny eyes, you cannot see. Therefore, real eye is the sun, not your these balls, teeny balls. But still, we are so proud. Can you show me God? What nonsense, what eyes you have got to see God? You cannot see yourself, and what to speak of seeing God. So therefore, it is said that Dhammo, false pride, Dhammo manamadamita, these asuras, these demons, these actors, they are simply falsely proud. That's all. They have no position of pride, still they are proud. I was thinking about the sun. So Krishna has given you this sunlight so that you can see. Krishna has given you the nice breeze, therefore you can live, you can breathe. Everything is dependent. We are dependent. Without light, without air, without rain, or water, how we can live? So we are completely dependent, but on account of false prestige, less intelligence, we are thinking that we are free, we can thank God, we can do anything. This is demonic attitude. Completely being dependent, as soon as the death comes, immediately we have to leave this position. Then let me stay for 1 hour more. No, not even a minute. This is our position. But the demons, being, instead of taking shelter of Krishna, instead of taking shelter of Krishna's bona fide servant, he takes shelter of this lusty desire and pride and false prestige. He has to take this shelter. He cannot remain independent. But when he is less intelligent, he takes shelter of all these material things, and when he is intelligent, he takes shelter of Krishna. But when he takes shelter of these lusty desires, false pride, false prestige, illusion, then you are demon. And when you give up this shelter of all this nonsense and you take shelter of the Supreme Person, then you are divine. But you cannot say at any stage that I am independent. That is not possible. Your constitution is to remain dependent. Therefore, the Veda says, ego jo bahunam vijadavikam. He's maintaining, God is maintaining. That's a fact. Huh? We cannot maintain your answer. He has given heat, light, air, water, fruits, flowers, grains, everything. Everything is there for you. There is no scarcity. Simply being less intelligent, taking shelter of lusty desires for festivity, we are mismanaging the gift of God. Therefore, we are in scarcity. There is therefore starvation. By God's arrangement, there is everything. Purnamidam. Everything is complete. Purnamidam. This creation is complete. Purna kurnamudachyate. Because it is created by God, it is complete. So you cannot find out any deficiency. Purna kurnamudachyate. Purnasta purnamadaya. Purnamiva vishishyate. It's like you require water. That is very essential. Especially in the tropical countries, they use water very profusely for cleansing the whole house, for cleansing the body, for cleansing the utensils, cleansing the cloth. That is Vedic civilization, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Everyone should take thrice bath, cleanse everything. In India, not in the city, but in the villages, the woman's first duty is to clean the whole house. Still, early in the morning, they will sweep over the whole house, not this apartment, 3 feet. No. But it is a good house. There is courtyard. Without courtyard, it is pigeon soul. But he likes pigeon soul. This is a big, big skyscraper building containing so many pigeon soul. So, in India, still, although poor country, they have got a courtyard, a little garden, that kind of house in the village, that is the system. So the first business is cleanliness. Everything should remain clean. And it is said by Chanakya Pandit that if you want worldly happiness, then these things are required. Murkha jatana pujyanti. Don't worship rascal and fools. Murkha. Murkha jatana pujyanti. Dhanna jatra sushanjitam. And food glands are properly stocked. That is the Vedic civilization. That you work for 3 months, not very hard, simply till the ground and sow some food grain seed, and within 3 months it will grow, and you will have ample food grains, and you keep it in store. And keep some cows. Dhanina dhanava. They say that a rich man means one who has got sufficient stock of food grains. Food grains. Dhanina dhanava. That is Vedic economic system. Gavaya dhanava. Gavaya means by possessing some number of cows, one is supposed to reach. It is actually the fact. Everyone should possess some land for growing food grains and some cows to take milk. Then the whole economic problem is solved. But the Asuras, there, as we have discussed in the previous verses, Kubra Karma Anam. What is that verse? Verse 9. Pravansi Udra Karma Anam. Pravansi Udra Karma Anam. Karma, you have to work. You cannot maintain yourself without working. That is material. Material world is not spiritual world. In spiritual world, you haven't got to work. Neither you have to eat. Everything is complete. But in material world means, for your maintenance, you have to work. But that work is very simple. Grow some food grains and keep some cows, take the milk and just prepare nice food stuff and eat. Patram pushpam phalam tulyam. He, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, deity at home, and Krishna is pleased. Even you simply offer a little fruit and little flower. So Krishna doesn't want anything else. Krishna does not say, give me meat, give me eggs, give me fish. No. He says, patram pusvam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. So if you are devotee, you cannot take anything which is not offered to Krishna. So Krishna, you should offer to Krishna what he wants. Just like if you want to offer me something, you inquire, yeah, what should I offer you, what you like. So similarly, if you invite Krishna to live in your house or temple, then you should ask Krishna, sir, what can I offer you? The Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Krishna says, that you give me patram means vegetables, flowers, fruits, and phalam, fruits, and some liquid, water or milk. Krishna does not say, you give me meat or egg or cheese. No. Krishna can eat everything. He's all powerful. But he does not eat. Although he's all powerful, he can eat everything. He can eat fire. That is another thing. But because we have to take prasadam, remnants of foodstuff, Krishna, therefore he says, give me this, food grains, milk, or fruits and flowers, prepared or unprepared, it doesn't matter. Krishna wants that. We, so far as the Vaishnava is concerned, sometimes they come forward to fight with us, why we should be vegetarian. You know, we are no world with the non-vegetarian. Let them eat at their ease. But because we recommend you take Krishna's prasadam, therefore we must be satisfied with this patram pushpam phalam toyam. Nothing more than that. But unfortunately, instead of taking shelter of Krishna, we have taken shelter of lusty desire. This is demonic. Therefore, kama mastrita duspuram. Duspuram du. Du means very deep. And puram means satisfied. Duspuram. We have taken shelter of lusty desires which will never be satisfied. This is our point. Kama mastrita duspuram. These materialistic person demands their desires are never fulfilled. Increasing, more. So that means increasing means we are becoming implicated more and more. The business of human life is how to become free from this material engagement, but the asuras or the demons, instead of becoming free from material entanglement, they become more and more involved. That is this. Just like that kite flying. Kite flying, there is the real, what is called, that you have experience. So, you can fly. The kite goes very high and high. In India, kite flying is very popular sport. So, you can allow the kite go and go very high, and at the same time, you can bring it near and near by that wheel. So, this wheel, this human form of body, is meant for not prolonging the unclean material life, but now stop it. Now stop it. It is meant for that purpose. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. Now, inquire, sit down about. Sit down quietly and inquire about the necessity of this, or the aim of life. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, not Jasya Karma Vi. Tamasya Nendya Priti. Tamasya Nendya. Tama, here it is called Tama. Tama means lust. So, because we have got this body, therefore we must have some Tama. That is a path. You cannot avoid lusty desire. There is. And for the upkeep of the body, the lusty desires may be fulfilled. But don't become lusty, which is duskulam, which is never to be fulfilled. So kamasana indriyapriti. Just like lusty desires, generally it is with reference to sex life. So sex life is required for the physiological condition of the body, that is nature's way, or by giving birth to some nice children, that sex life is required. And otherwise, why God has made the arrangements of sex? There is need, but not duspuro. Kamasana, not Indriya Priti, don't use it for sense-gathering. Use it to fulfill the real purpose. This lusty desire, unless you lead a very regulated life, then it will be duspuro. It will never be fulfilled. So these demons, they accept the shelter of lusty desire, which will never be fulfilled, will never be satiated. But those who are devas, godly, their lusty desire is controlled, restricted. Therefore, these varnasam, four varnas and four asam, this is education. How to control these lusty desires? That is required. In the beginning of life, the children, beginning from 5 years old up to 25 years, they are trained up as Brahmacharis was just to control the Kamam Duskuram. Kamam Duskuram. Those who are not in bad association from childhood, if they practice celibacy, they are not disturbed. They are not disturbed. That is called Brahmacharya. Why? To train the child of a human being. Because this human life is meant for stopping the cycle of birth and death. That is the mission. Therefore, Shastras say that Pitana Sashad Janani Nathasyat Namota Ja Samupita Mittam. Well, a man should not desire to become a father, and the woman should not desire to become a mother, unless both of them had taken the vow that I shall beget a child and stop this cycle of birth and death. This is the duty of the parents. Not that I shall beget children like cats and dogs. There should be some meaning of the life. Samapetamittum, because we have got the circumstances, unclean body, because we have got unclean body, therefore there is birth and death. Just like as soon as you are infected, there is fever. Similarly, the birth and death is a kind of disease. It is also listed with disease. Janma mittu jara vyadhi. They are on the same category. Birth, death, old age and disease. They are on the same category. But we take care of two things, namely old age, we try to remain young by cosmetic. But that is not possible. Similarly, we want to live forever. The doctor, yes, we can extend little more. That's why after all you have to die. Extend little more, little less. You cannot avoid death. So this birth, death, old age, this is due to this unclean, infected material body. That we are not concerned. That how to stop this infected material body. How to revive our original spiritual body. The spiritual body is within. But we have no information. Therefore, it is said, Alpa Buddha, the real life is within. We don't take care. Who is taking care of the spirit? Where is the university? Where is the college? Where is this training is given that we are spirit soul, this body is temporary, and the spirit soul business is this, so that spirit soul may be purified, no more he accepts this material body. Where is that education? Therefore, the Buddha, less intelligent, they are simply busy with the bodily necessities of life. There is no education of the real living force. That education you will get this Krishna consciousness moment. Therefore it is unique. It is education to get people of the human society liberated from the animalistic ignorance. Because those who are under the impression of this body, this concept of body, saiva gokhara, they are no better than the asses and the cows. The shasa buddhi kunapi siddhasuke sadhik kalatra disibhauma siddhadhi the teeth buddhi salilena tarihichi janesu avijnesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means go means cow, and khara means ass. The person is exactly the animal, cows or asses, who then jasnatma buddhi kuna priti dhasati. One who has accepted his body as self. Atma buddhi kuna pe. This is a bad. This is bad of three dhasu. According to Ayurvedic medical science, this body is working under three elements, papa, pitta, vayu. Therefore it's called Siddhartha. So the whole world is going on this concept of life. They have no spiritual, even big professors, big, they also say that this body is everything, after the body is finished, then everything is finished. But that is not the fact. That is the first spiritual education to understand that I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. I am free soul. And Krishna begins this preliminary education in the Bhagavad Gita. Devina Kendathadehi Kumara Jumana Jara Tathadeham Taraprati Vira Satanoyati. So, these are to be the less intelligent class demons, they do not understand this. Why? Kama vāsitta duṣkunnam. Unnecessarily. Dhamma. Just like the same example, dog. The dog is very proud. Barking, yo. He does not know that I am chained. He's such a fool. That, as soon as the master, come on. The Maya is the master. You rascal, come here. Yes. And he is proud, arm, something. His dog is civilization. Lost the Buddha. Lost all intelligence. Less intelligence. Nama is the Spuram. So karma, the last three desires, on account of this body, there is a desire. We cannot deny it. But don't make it dushpura, never to be satiated. Then finished. Make it limited. Make it limited. Therefore, according to the basic civilization, the last desire is there, but you cannot use it except for the purpose of creating a nice child. That is called puram, means rested. So the brahmachari is educated in that. Up to 25 years, he cannot see a young woman. He cannot see. This is brahmachari. He cannot see. Then he is trained up in that so that he may continue a brahmachari life, nashtik brahmachari. But if he is unable, then he is allowed to marry. That is called grihastha, householder. Because between 25 years to 50 years, and this is the youthful time. So, these lusty desires are very strong. One who is not able to control, not for all. There are many noistic brahmachari. Noistic brahmachari throughout the life, celibacy. But that is not possible in this age. Neither it is possible to become a brahmachari. The time is changed with age. Therefore, you can control your lusty desire by Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is not possible. Yadavadhi mama citta Krishna padaram, one emperor, he was king. So naturally, he was lusty also. So he gave up this life. Became a devotee, so when he was perfectly situated, So he said, Jaunasar, he was the guru of Ramanuja. So he said, the Jagava Nimama Chitta Krishna Padaravinda, since I've trained my mind to be engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padarvindar nava nava dhamadantumas. Daily I am offering service to Krishna. I am getting new pleasure. The spiritual life means, if one is actually situated in spiritual life, he will get spiritual pleasure, transcendental bliss by serving more and more, new and new. Krishna Dhamanacharya says, Jadavati mama chitta krishna padara vindayo nama nama dhama dantumasi. When I now realize the transcendental pleasure every moment by serving Krishna's lotus feet. Jadavati, since then, patanari sangame, sometimes we enjoy subtle pleasure, thinking of sex life. That is called nari sangam. Nari means woman. And sangam means union. So those who are practiced, so when there is actually no union, they think of union. So Jamunacharya says that not actually union with woman, but if I think of union, Tadabhadi Vatanari Sangam is Madhyamani. This Madhyamani is simply like thinking. Bhavati Mukha Vithara. What is this next thing? Sushunisa. This is perfect. This is perfect. So long we have think of, that is called subtle sex. Thinking, the sex literature, that is subtle sex. Gross sex and subtle sex. So, one has to become completely free from this lusty desire. Not to become implicated, which will never be satisfied. Unsatisfied, Rishpuram. So, the demands that take shelter of this lusty desire, Rishpuram, never to be satisfied. Dambaman Madanita. Why? Moha. By illusion. And on account of this illusion, grihitva asat graha. Asat means which will not stay in non-partner for the time. That's why we have accepted this body. This is asat graha. This body will not stay. Everyone knows. But still, I am too much attached to this body. This is called asodhra. And so long we are attached to this non-permanent body, there should be anxiety. Prahlad Maharaj says, asodhra sada samudvigna dhiyam. Asodhra. Because we have accepted this temporary body, therefore we are full of anxiety. Full of anxiety. He was asked by his father, my dear son, what nice thing you have learned, kindly say. Father wants to know how his son is being educated. So Prahlad Maharaj replied that, my dear, Asura father, he said, Asura bhaja. He did not say father. He said, my dear Asura, the best of the Asuras, Asura Bhaja. Asura Bhaja, but the best, that is the foolishness, the best. He had the best. But his attention was also the best Asura. Still is the grand best. Best Asura. The Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee, and is very humorous. So he did not address his father as father. He said, Taksadu manne asuravat. Oh, best among the asuras. So, he said, Taksadu manne. I think it is very nice. Taksadu manne asuravat. Very nice for whom? The Hiram, those who have accepted this material body. That means all material living being. Prasadu manne suravadjati Hiram, sadakhamudvinna bhiyam, who are always full of anxiety. That's a fact. Full of anxiety. This is the test. That we are an external material body. Therefore we are anxious. Prasadu manne suravadjati Hiram, asadgraha sada samudvignaniya. So for them, this is the best formula. What is that? Hitya pradhatam grihandakupam. You should give her these so-called family life, which is just like a dark well. Hityatmaghatam, the dark well, the paddy field or in agricultural field, formerly they used to dig wells, and sometimes they are covered with grass, and one man cannot know that there is. And he should go to forest. Then what will benefit? Now Harimasrayata. Just take shelter of Krishna. Instead of taking shelter of this lusty desire, you take shelter of Krishna. Then your life is successful. Thank you very much.